Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Here's a feed down to Aaron Gordon. Double team, another cut to the rim. That time, Jonathan Isaac. You can find him, the 7-footer, or 6'12", as Jonathan says. He caught it, flushed it. DJ's got to rock up top with a left-hand dribble, orchestrated. Now he moseys left, hands it over to Isaac on the right. He'll move in. Free throw line jumper, Jonathan Isaac money. How about that? Just when you think he wouldn't make it, he does. Jonathan Isaac. Ice cold veins there. It's 91-86, a 5-point Magic lead.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
Ah, yes, here I am on this beautiful Tuesday evening. Dante Marcatelli here with you, fresh from my trip to Boston, Massachusetts, also sprinkled in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. But the Orlando Magic come back victorious after their performance last night in Beantown. Mookie Betts in the building, getting ready for game one of the World Series, and he had to watch his beloved Celtics fall to our Magic by a final of 93-90. Great to have you with us. My name is Dante Marcatelli, getting ready for Magic Drive Time on this Tuesday evening. Our producer is Aaron Berlin. We got Cody Clark as well there in the studio. We want to hear from you, Magic fans. What do you make of last night? What do you make of last night? Are you jumping all in on this thing? You believing? Are you saying, okay, the last couple of years we started well, so I'm going to have to watch and see, which I don't blame you. It's still early. It's four games, and they've got a long way to go. But your impressions here, that's as big a win as this Magic Club has had in the last couple of years, going into Boston and knocking off that team on their home floor. So certainly a lot of positives, certainly a lot of room for improvement in other areas. But what say you? 407-447-2145. That's 407-447-2145. Or hit us on the text line, 508-57-50857. The Magic do win last night, so you win too. With Papa John's Pizza, you're going to get 50% off your regular menu order price today at papajohns.com. Use the promo code MAGICWIN. Promo code MAGICWIN. So go to papajohns.com, 50% off your regular menu price order today using the promo code MAGICWIN. A lot to get to, a lot of things to be encouraged about. If you're not jumping all in with 2 feet yet, then I encourage you to be optimistic and encouraged by their defense. Certainly the last couple of games in last night in Boston. And Jonathan Isaac, we've not been able to talk about him a ton the last few months, the last year plus. But I tell you, you get a performance like that and you get pretty excited seeing what the young fella did. He goes for 18 points and 12 rebounds, both career highs for him in 26 minutes. Nick Vucevic continues his terrific play, coming off a triple-double, the second of his career. He follows that up with 24 points, 12 rebounds. Evan Fournier, 14 points, a career-high 10 assists. Everybody making plays. DJ Augustine, 10 assists as well, with 10 points. Now, your Orlando Magic now are top 10, even top 7, if I'm not mistaken, in points per game allowed and in field goal percentage defense. So we knew one of the staples of a Steve Clifford coach team would be the defense. I don't know that we knew we'd see this many signs already coming in here just four games in, but a terrific start as far as some things go, and certainly some room for improvement in other areas. 407-447-2145 is the number, 407-447-2145, or hit us up on the text line, 50857. You have the heartbreak on Saturday in Philadelphia. You have an unbelievably hard-fought game where this team got its doors blown off the previous game, the night before Friday night here, never really in it, lose by 32 in Charlotte. So it was gut check time. How are they going to respond? And they gave Philadelphia all they could handle and went out, but made costly mistakes down the stretch. Let J.J. Redick get away for an eighth three-pointer. That doesn't happen. The Magic get out of there with the win. Don't know that you got the best execution on your last possession. Terrence Ross ends up forcing up what would have been the game-winning three at the buzzer. That doesn't go. So heartbreak in Philadelphia. You have a day off to kind of chew on things and mull it over, and you come back with that performance last night. So I think what you would be most encouraged about, and then we'll get to your text messages and your phone call here, is just in one game's time, you made your adjustments. Coach Clifford put in, obviously pointed out on film where the mistakes were, where the breakdowns were, what you did wrong at the end of the game in Philadelphia, and you didn't allow yourself to make those mistakes the end of the game in Boston. You defended your tails off last night. And I know they missed some open looks, but so did you. Magic missed a lot of open looks too, or they really could have run away with that thing. DJ Augustine didn't shoot it well. Jonathan Simmons couldn't get much to go, but everybody was locked in defensively and running guys off the three-point line, which is always the game plan. They got back defensively in transition in the second half, and they got the big rebounds they needed to at the end of that game. When Boston missed, they did get the rebounds. But Aaron, before we go to the text line, I will ask you, when Kyrie Irving pulled up from three, and certainly when Gordon Hayward pulled up for three,
terrifying.
Was there any doubt in your mind that both of those shots were going to go?
No, I definitely thought they were. But you know what? The thing about Kyrie all night long, it just seemed like you look at his stat line and 22 points, but it seemed like all night long he couldn't get anything to fall. I mean, those were the quietest 22 points that I felt like Kyrie had against us in a long, long time.
But he brought him back, and it just felt like, because we've been there before, we've seen it so many times, you do a good job defensively on somebody all night, they get away, they get loose, they get away from you one time at the end, and they tie the game or win the game. So, didn't happen last night. Terrific way to close it out. A lot to build on as you get ready for the Portland Trailblazers on Thursday. So, if you got a call, 407-447-2145, or you can text us at 508-57. And AB, what do you got for us?
All right, Dante, we do have two texts. I'll start off with this one because I thought this was a really interesting point from last night's game. Someone texts in, enjoyed watching Clifford get into Gordon as well as holding individuals accountable last night. That's just something that we're going to see from Coach Clifford, is that he's going to hold these guys accountable, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, he is. And you know what? And Josh Robbins was trying to find out what was said and what was the conversation there. And listen, we don't know what all happened there on that last play. But, yeah, you could tell there was things that were said. But it's, you know, as Coach Clifford said at the end of the game, it's just normal stuff throughout the course of a game. And certainly there were emotions involved. But I think if you were to look at it, there were a couple of possessions that were kind of sloppy. And maybe Coach felt Aaron was trying to do too much and trying to make that point. But listen. You know, there's obviously no animosity. You know, they said what they had to say. And look, at coming out of that timeout, there was a play drawn up for Aaron Gordon to come off a screen, and he drills a big three. So, I mean, there you go. Now we move on. That's it. We said what we had to say, and we move on. But I think, Aaron, to your point, there's going to be accountability. There's going to be accountability. And if you're going over things in film, and if you're practicing it on the floor, and then still those things are not being changed throughout the course of a game, there's going to be accountability. And that's what happened last night, if we want to guess. But listen, it's nothing that there was no animosity again, and the point was made, and it was corrected, and we moved on, and we get a big win.
And Dante, these are the biggest things. Like, whether it's in any job that you're in, everybody wants to be held accountable at some point, because if you're not, then things slide and you're just not as good at your job as what you want to be. You know, you hold me accountable on what I do, so as everybody else gets held accountable at their jobs. It's just a natural thing.
And you know what's funny too is you may not want to be held accountable for what you do, but if you see me messing up, you want me held accountable.
Absolutely.
<That's right>. Exactly.
Absolutely.
So I think that's it. And I think at the end of the day, guys want the structure. They want to be told. And again, this is no knock on anybody that's been here before, but this is something that's, you know, that he takes very seriously here. And you know, in addition to the preparation and the work and all that stuff that he puts in, is if something doesn't go right, he's going to let you know about it. He's going to let you know about it, and you kind of got to have a little bit of thick skin. But again, that's where the relationship comes from. Coach Clifford, if you know, you spend any time with him, you understand that the guy wants to win. He wants to put you in your best position to be successful. So what's best for you and your career and where you need to be, but with the mindset of what's best for this team. You know, the team has to win. We're trying. He's the head coach. He's trying to win basketball games. How do you best support that? What is the best function you can have to support that? And listen, you know, if we think Aaron Gordon is best playing the four, you know, that's where he can maybe have the most success. Well, he got a ton of minutes being out there with that second unit playing the four, having an opportunity to take advantage of that. So he's going to put people in the best position for them to succeed. But again, the ultimate goal is you're trying to grab the win, and that's what happened last night. So give us a text, 50857. Appreciate that one. What else you got, AB?
All right, Dante, we do have one more on the defensive outlook that they've seen from this team. One person goes, when Vooch plays defense, we look good. I can argue that when everybody plays defense, we look really good, Dante.
Yeah, well, absolutely. When we're playing like that, listen, there just was, you know, guys are communicating. There's a sense of togetherness. Guys are tied in. Now, listen, one thing that's different, you didn't have Jonathan Isaac, but for 27 games last year. And that's a big topic, and we're going to hit J.I. when we come back after the break. But having him out there obviously changes things dramatically. Having everybody healthy changes things dramatically. And knock on wood, that needs to continue. We didn't have much health last year. So as guys continue to get, you know, get their reps and get their legs under them, Terrence Ross hasn't played this much basketball in, you know, close to 6 or 7 months. So he's going to continue to find his legs. Jonathan Simmons with that wrist wasn't able to do a ton. I think I truly think, Aaron, guys are still trying to find their shape as well, you know, trying to run with these clubs here on the road. But so as guys continue to learn each other, but, you know, they'll continue to improve and the offense will come. But right now, there just seems to be a sense of togetherness with this group on the defensive end. You're seeing guys supporting each other. They're standing up during big plays on the bench, and they're very supportive during timeouts. And I think that's all a part of it, because that's one thing Coach Clifford has said from the beginning is, you know, the teams that are successful, the teams that do the best have a spirit about them, have a sense of togetherness and a spirit about them. And that's what certainly what we saw last night in Boston. So this defense seems to be tied together, and hopefully that can continue. Magic win, you win too with Papa John's Pizza. You're going to get 50% off your regular menu price order today at papajohns.com. Use the promo code MAGICWIN and start thinking about coming on out there to the old Amway Center on Thursday. Watch this Magic team try to make it 3-2 as they host the Portland Trailblazers. You can go to orlandomagic.com to get your tickets. We'll be back. We're talking a little bit of Jonathan Isaac on the other end, and I'm getting ready for my Red Sox here. Man, I'm fired up. Well, what a good cup. What a good 24 hours. Get a win in Boston, and maybe we can get another one out of my Red Sox. We'll be back in a moment here. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, in a moment.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more 3-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Boy, duh. People have thoughts.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
The Orlando Magic are partnering with CenturyLink to recognize Central Florida students excelling in the areas of science, technology, engineering, and math with the STEM All-Stars program. If you know a deserving student, visit OrlandoMagic.com/STEM to fill out a nomination form. 5 students throughout the season will receive tickets to a Magic game, a personalized jersey, and be recognized on the court at the game. To learn more or to nominate a student, visit OrlandoMagic.com/STEM.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Horford guards Vucevic here up top. Vooch back to the basket. Chips it out to Fournier. He looks at what he has. Wants Augustine left corner. Now he bounces to Vooch on the elbow left side. He'll turn, fire, and hit just like that. Silky smooth. Nick Vucevic having another big offensive night.
And welcome back to Magic Drive Time. Dante Marcatelli here with you. Magic Drive Time is presented by International Diamond Center, and you can choose any games with an Orlando Magic Flex plan. Choose the best seats to the best games and save big off gate prices. See top opponents all year long, like the Golden State Warriors or LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. Call 407-89-MAGIC to purchase a flex plan today. Oh, struggles. Slow out of the gates. for LeBron James and the Lakers. 0-3, a little bit of drama. Guys are fighting. LeBron's not worried. I don't know about you, but I'm loving this. They can't lose too many games as far as I'm concerned. I'd love to see this thing get to 0-10, 0-15. At what, Aaron, what's the number when LeBron does start getting nervous and does start getting worried and pressing a little bit?
I think it was 0-1, wasn't it?
You didn't like the first loss?
Probably not. I would say if they get to 0-5, then we might start hearing leaks about LeBron not being happy with the personnel on the Lakers roster. Is that possible?
Well, there you go.
Might get leaked.
I can't believe it. I can't think it's going to take much longer. All right, lots to get to, 407-447-2145, or text us at 50857. You just heard Nick Vucevic coming back from the break. Vooch last night, tremendous again. 24 points, 12 rebounds, had a triple-double in the previous game, had three steals last night as well. They're making a concerted effort to get him involved. They're running their offense at times through him. He's one of, if not the best passing bigs in the game. The other Nikola, probably right up there with him in Jokic. But the way he sees the floor, the decisions that he makes, how he plays the game the right way. Listen, I think what you have to realize with Nick Vucevic is a couple of things. One, final year of a contract, but I don't think that's a huge factor for him. This is how Vooch plays anyway. But certainly it behooves him to have a good year, behooves the Magic for him to play well. But I think at some point you get tired of what's happened the last couple of years. And I think this guy is doing everything he can to help bring this club out of this. And they all are. They're all tied in and they're all locked in, but he wants it. And he's going into year 7 here in Orlando, and he wants to stay. He wants to be a part of this, and he is certainly more than carrying his shoulder of the load. So a terrific start for him, and hopefully that can continue. So give us a call, shoot us a text, 50857-AB.
Dante, I do have one more text for you that we got in during the break. It was about Jonathan Isaac. They said, Dante, love how composed J.I. looked last night, loved how comfortable he looked. Is this what we can expect?
Hard to say. No, I don't think you can expect that every night. I think that's hard to say. This is now he's played 31 games in his NBA career. And I know, listen, you know, when Mo Bamba had the big opening night and now Jonathan Isaac has a career high, they're both young, 20 and 21 years old. And obviously we're going to pump the brakes on saying that he's got it figured out or that this is what we can expect night in and night out. But what you can do is be awfully excited about what the future might look like for these young guys, Jonathan Isaac certainly included. He was all smiles after the game, got to talk to him on the telecast there on Fox Sports Florida, and just what that game meant to him. One, to be out there, to be playing. Think what you want about last year, and everyone has their own assumption of what happened, but just 27 games. Bottom line is the guy didn't play, certainly didn't play enough, and missed a couple games in the preseason. But he's here. You know, eventually the entire minutes restriction is going to be pulled off of him, and you're just going to be able to turn him loose. But in 25, 26 minutes worth of work, he goes for 18 points and 12 rebounds. And I think, yes, he made big defensive plays. Yes, he poked the ball away a couple times at critical times. He got a big offensive putback. He hit a three. I mean, he did a number of things to help this team win last night. But I think what I was most impressed with, and what everybody would be most impressed with, was the shot he hit last night.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not easy to do. I mean, he was ready to take the three. He was ready to take that deep jumper. And then Tatum, I believe it was, somebody came running out at him, made him put the ball on the floor. He took a couple of dribbles. He says after the game, he probably could have taken another dribble or two and got right to the basket, but decided to make it hard on himself and just pull up with that jumper. That goes to show all the work that he's put in with Bruce Kreutzer, who's now a part of Steve Clifford's staff, Steve Hetzel, everybody that he's been working with on that coaching staff. In that moment, certainly the biggest shot he's taken in his young NBA career, able to step into that on that floor in that situation and hit a big one that helps your team win. That was a pretty special moment for the kid last night.
And Dante, not to kind of put this on you, spur of the second, but do you think that's a shot that he takes last year? Because he looks so much more just fluent
right
out there, confident in what he's doing. And last year, I don't know if he gets the ball in that kind of situation, if maybe he defers a little bit more.
Sure.
But he feels like, I get a sense that he feels like he belongs now.
And I don't know that he makes it. If he does take it, I don't know that he makes it. But he was having such a good game, and he's night and day on a comfort level. So I think, and again, only played 27 games last year. So what I do is get excited thinking about what's Isaac going to look like the rest of this year, but this time next year. And what's he going to look like a couple years from now? I mean, this guy could be a bona fide, legit player to watch in this league. And then, you know, what's Mo Bamba going to look like 1 or 2 years from now? So certainly the tools are there. The talent is there. Just got to put it all together. And I just have to think, again, it's game four. And it's the 31st game of his career. So we're not going to get crazy on this thing. But certainly in that moment, to step up and make the play that he did has got to do wonders for the youngster's confidence. And really, everybody's confidence in him. You know, maybe the ball makes that extra rotation next time, and maybe he finds himself in that exact same situation where he can knock down another shot here coming up in the next few games. But you got to keep it rolling. You can't let your foot off the gas. You got to continue to learn, and you got to continue to go all out. This is a hard style. You're running nonstop defensively. You're running guys off the line, and you're also offensively, you're having to cut. You got to move. So conditioning is going to be of paramount importance, and these guys can't let off the gas at all. And now you got to do it for the fans. You got to give them another show like you did last night or on opening night or last night in Boston. You got to keep it going against Portland. We hit the air at 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida. We'll have Magic Live, the pregame show, in 6:30 right here on 96.9 The Game, the new home for the Orlando Magic radio broadcast. I am excited. I saw Mookie Betts last night. I didn't have the guts to go up and ask him for a picture. He was sitting courtside. He seemed to be pretty well guarded. I don't think I could have got through there. But I am nervous about this one tonight. Everyone is assuming that the Red Sox are going to go out there, roll through the Dodgers, and we're going to take it to Clayton Kershaw tonight. I don't know that that's the case.
I'm not fully buying that just yet, but I am excited about Kershaw, Sale, and I was going to ask you this, Dante, in our hoop scoop, if we would have gotten to it. Dave Roberts returns to Fenway tonight. Remember, he had the big steal in the 2004 American League Championship Series?
Yes.
What kind of reception do you think Bostonians will give him tonight?
Oh, huge. Absolutely huge. And then they'll boo him when he comes to the mound every time after that. But he will get – when they introduce – they will never forget. None of this success that team has had the last 14 years happens without Dave Roberts' steal. And every time I watch that steal, I think he's going to be out. That the next time he's going to be out.
He's safe every time, though. He's
safe every time, just like Steve Pierce digging out that throw from Eduardo Nunez at third. He kept his foot on the bag. So, no, he'll be a hero forever, but I know Clayton Kershaw's had his struggles, but I think he's going to be dialed in. I think it's going to be a fantastic game. Don't know which way it goes tonight, but I think the Red Sox win in six, and I think they're going to win that game six on their own field, and that's going to be euphoria there in Beantown. I tried to stay up there, A.B., I tried to stay an extra night and get a ticket to the game tonight, but no bueno.
They made you fly back?
Yeah, I had to come back. Couldn't find anything. Have a great night, everybody. We'll be back at it tomorrow right here on Magic Drive Time, 96.9 The Game.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-4-3. Got it to go.
People love thoughts.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.